It's at night, down a quiet and dark alley, in a bar in downtown Bastia, that Corsican nationalists gather. There's an outpouring of emotion after the death of their comrade, Ivan Colonna, killed in a French prison by a fellow inmate. He was serving a life sentence for the murder of the island's top government official more than 20 years ago. It could have been them. Many here have spent time in jail accused of terrorism by the French authorities. Felix Benedetti says he didn't organize any bombings and carry explosives with the intent to target the French government. Still, after 10 years in prison, the French authorities continue to monitor him with this ankle device.
France, for me, is a colonial state. Violence is a means used in the face of enormous injustices. For Corsicans, Ivan Colonna has become a symbol of resistance and pride without necessarily agreeing with his methods.
Thousands gathered as his body was brought back to Corsica. Holding the Corsican flag is Michelle Marchi and her granddaughter, Chiara, grieving, but also angry.
I feel like the French state has never been listening to us, and they just showed us who they really are by killing one of ours.
People on this small island in the middle of the Mediterranean feel isolated and far removed from mainland France. And for the first time, the Interior Minister spoke about possible autonomy, because Corsica, unlike other islands in the Mediterranean, such as Cyprus, Sicily, or Sardinia, does not have a special status. People here want greater control over the economy of the island, the education system, and the fate and future of Corsica. The nationalists have spelt it out. For them, Corsica is not France. They have a unique language, a distinct culture, and an identity some on this island are willing to fight for. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Bastia.